Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Fairbanks marks a solemn anniversary today. It was 1 year ago that City Police Sergeant Alan Brandt died after being shot by a suspect in downtown Fairbanks earlier in the month. Brandt had been recovering until suffering complications during surgery to remove shrapnel from one of his eyes. His sudden death followed an appearance before the city council, something Mayor Jim Matherly recounted at a council meeting Monday.
I'll never forget that day. That actually took the breath out of the room and became the sole reason for that meeting.
Sergeant Brandt's former patrol vehicle has been parked at Fairbanks Law Enforcement Memorial in front of the police station this month. The man charged in his murder is expected to go to trial a year from now. The Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority Board of Directors has approved an agreement to sell Fairbanks Natural Gas parent company Pentex to the Fairbanks North Star Borough's Interior Gas Utility. A resolution passed unanimously during a board meeting yesterday also includes approval of low-interest state financing for the purchase and associated natural gas processing plant expansion and storage infrastructure. It's all part of the long-pursued state-backed $350 million interior energy project to increase availability of natural gas in Fairbanks. Approval of the agreement followed technical questions raised about the deal by the IGU. But ADA board member and deputy state commissioner of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development, Fred Paraday, said it was time to act.
We have been hard at work in good faith with a process that has brought forward an agreement that reflects most of the concerns of each party. And at some point, it's time to bring it to closure and get to the finish line, and that time is now.
The purchase and financing agreement contains a November 30th deadline for the IGU board to decide whether or not to approve it. The deal faces local scrutiny in light of several issues, including a higher-than-targeted consumer gas price.
Right now, the project, as I see it, is flatly not economic.
Merrick Pierce has advocated for and analyzed the Interior Energy Project from the start. Pierce addressed the Assembly at a meeting last night as the panel considered filling an open seat on the IGU board. Former IGU board member Aaron Lajeski won an Assembly seat earlier this month, leaving an opening on the IGU board until member-elect Patrice Lee takes the seat January 1st. Mayor Carl Castle recommended former borough chief of staff and past IGU and ADA employee Bob Shefchik to fill the seat for the interim 2 months, but Pierce encouraged the Assembly to appoint Lee.
Math science teacher for 30-plus years, probably one of the smartest people in this room, and I know Bob Shefchik is also, and I know Bob Shefchik can contribute, as he's contributing now, to the Interior Gas Utility Board. He's already participating in their executive sessions, and I don't know that he needs to be in that spot to contribute. And I know Patrice can get up to speed on the issues pretty darn quick.
The Assembly initially narrowly voted down the appointment of Shefchik, but then reconsidered the move, prompting stern words from Mayor Castle. Castle countered that Shefchik is the better choice because of the upcoming decision on the agreement to take over the Interior Energy Project from ADA, a deal Lee questions.
Who's going to make an objective decision for this community and weigh all things on the merits of a business proposal and what can work to bring gas to this community? That's why I want to appoint Mr. Shefchik, because I know that's what he's going to do. And the discussions I've had with Ms. Lee and the emails I've received from her and others that she has mailed out to the rest of this community says that her mind is made up already.
In the ensuing reconsideration vote, the Assembly approved the appointment of Shefchik with a 5-4 vote. State lawmakers are making some changes to a bill aimed at revising Alaska's criminal sentencing statutes. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that the changes haven't dramatically altered the bill or its cost. Meeting in special session, the House Judiciary Committee has passed 6 amendments to Senate Bill 54. It voted down numerous others. Anchorage Republican Chuck Kopp has proven to be a key vote on the amendments. The retired police officer has voted for some, but he's voted against most and largely stuck to the recommendations of the Alaska Criminal Justice Commission included in the bill. One amendment that was defeated would have increased penalties for drug offenders. Kopp voted no, citing the fact that prosecutors had not asked for it. He says prosecutors' work is difficult.
It leaves scars on their soul, protecting us. And so when they come here and tell us this is what we think is right, I defer to that. They suffered to get to the wisdom they have to tell us this. And it is to our peril that we ignore and we mock them.
The hearings have been testy. Eagle River Republican Representative Laura Reinbold questioned the testimony of John Skidmore, who directs the state's criminal prosecutions.
I recognize you're here on behalf of the Attorney General representing the Department of Law, not necessarily fighting for the prosecutors.
And Skidmore took exception.
I need to correct that misrepresentation. I am sitting here fighting for prosecutors. I am sitting here trying to make sure that they get the right tools.
Skidmore says it'll take more time for the department to make recommendations to change the law. Whether Senate Bill 54 becomes law may depend on how much it's amended. The more it's changed, the more difficult it may be for both legislative chambers to agree to a bill, and there has been some concern that amendments to the bill could increase spending. The bill is one of two items that Governor Bill Walker included in the special session that's scheduled to end by November 21st. The other bill would institute a 1.5% payroll tax. I'm Dan Bross.